Welcome back to Talkin' Music. I'm Taya J, and those lovely sounds that you just heard came from Sammy, Taylor, and Chloe of Mama Lingua joining me in the studio today. Thank you, ladies, so much for being here.
Thank you
for having us.
Thanks.
Yeah, my pleasure, really. I would love just to start off if you would each introduce yourselves and say what instrument you're playing today so that our listeners have an idea.
Sure. My name's Chloe Watkins, and I'm playing the cello and the guitar and singing my heart out.
My name's Taylor Hawk, and I'm doing vocals and sometimes guitar.
I'm Sammy Aker, and I play the violin and guitar and vocals.
Excellent. Ladies, just to start off, I'm curious, you're obviously very passionate about your music. Will you each tell me something else that you are passionate or inspired by right now?
Oh, good one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, the first thought, best thought, my children and skiing. I love skiing.
Downhill, cross country, all of the above?
All of the above. I telemark mostly. But yeah, anytime I can ski, it's my thing. Yeah, and music.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm passionate about not skiing. I really, really enjoy not skiing. It's so great. So we are actually also we have our own little puppet show company called Singing Bone Medicine Show. So we, start and end every puppet show with a song, and we make our own puppets and we tell really beautiful stories. You know, it's not like, it's not Muppety. I mean, it's kind of almost old world style puppetry. So that's something we are passionate about that we also do in town. And we just did a show in Telluride. So puppetry and performance for me. I love photography lately, digital collage, and just putting on events for the community that are, less conventional, a little bit more unique ways of entertaining ourselves, and plan to do more of that. So, yeah.
Excellent. Sammy, what about you?
Oh, wow. I just love being with my children, my family. I also do a lot of growing of plants. I have a medicinal herb garden, and I grow flowers to make bouquets with. And I love to travel. I love traveling, and I love gathering songs from the places that I travel to and bringing them back. And yeah, it's definitely a passion of mine.
Well, speaking of gathering songs, do you ladies want to play another tune for us? What should we listen to next?
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Since we have the guitar in your hand, do you
yeah, let's do I Shall Be Released.
Okay. All right.
This one's a Bob Dylan.
And also, I always like to give props to Nina Simone for making it famous as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
She's a goodie.
Mm-hmm.
Distance is not near, so I remember every face of every man who put me here. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, so high above the wall, I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released. is a man who swears he's not to blame.
Not to blame.
All day long I hear him cry so loud, calling out that he's been framed. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be
It's great to hear three harmonies on that song. So powerful.
Good. Yeah, it's a goodie.
Thanks.
Yeah. So you ladies are based in Paonia.
Yeah.
I don't normally ask this, but I'm curious, where does the name Mama Lingua come from?
Sammy, you want to take that one? Took us like over a year to come up with a name. We were just Sammy and Chloe.
Yeah.
Yeah. For like a year.
I think at one point I was like, what about mother tongue? And then we changed it to Mama Lingua, which is actually Italian, Mama Lingua. Yeah, because we like to sing in other languages too, you know, and so it's kind of like, if you have anything to add to that.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of innuendos with the lingua, and I love, we don't have any songs in Italian yet, but I love aspiring to learn as many different languages and songs in our pockets and sharing them as possible. So
I also like to think that mother tongue is like, it's like trying to reach a person like at a deeper level of their mother language, you know, like something that's, it's more deep and more ancient, you know? So that's,
And then singing, too, it just comes from a deeper place, from that, like, you know, just that deep feminine expression of how we feel and what we're seeing and what we're experiencing through song is a you know, really sweet and feminine way to express. So kind of that's what makes me think of, too.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Singing. Yeah.
I think music, too, has that unique ability to transcend language and to transcend those barriers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Totally.
Absolutely. Get us out of our heads and into our hearts, as they say.
Oh, I love that. So, Chloe, you mentioned that it started with you and Sammy. How long ago was that? When did you start playing together?
In the middle of 2020, I think, we started playing together. Yeah. And
I actually started playing with Taylor before that.
Yeah,
we were in a band called Moth to Moonlight with David Alderdice and Daniel B. and Oneness Loves. And we played some great shows around here. And so we had a little set going, and then I moved to Durango. And then these two kind of joined forces and took on some of those songs and really made them their own. And then I moved back from Durango, and they kind of were kind enough to let me like sneak back in on a few songs and then maybe some more songs. And then I kept saying I was just a special guest because I have commitment issues. No, you guys are Mama Lingua. I just come in and play sometimes. But now I'm like booked with them on every show. And so I think I need to accept my fate.
We fell in love and we lured her in.
Yeah. It sounds like she fell in love too.
Yeah.
Oh, the feeling is mutual. These triple harmonies are so delicious.
So
and it's easy. It's sometimes easier to play music on your own. You know, you don't have to deal with schedules. You get to just do your own thing. But there's just some kind of magic that happens when you get these harmonies in there and collaborate. And each of us brings our own unique essence to the group. And so, you know, it's a good practice in like collaboration and stepping back and stepping forward. And just the dance of collaboration is always a good one. So
I'm so glad you mentioned that, and maybe you just answered it, but I am curious, because you have all played in different dynamics and configurations, what it is about this trio that feels like it's magic right now.
It's the it cannot be expressed in words kind of chemistry, you know, like
Yeah.
Sometimes you have it with people and sometimes you mm-hmm. don't, in relationships and as well as musical relationships. You either have it or you don't. And I don't know why, but it just feels good.
Yeah.
And I like you too.
That helps.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. We have fun together. Yeah. We laugh a lot. I think we have a good balance of like, okay, let's sort of take this seriously and make sure it sounds good. But like, okay, we screwed up. It's fine. You know, I think we all are really passionate about music. But we, you know, we have fun
we
with
don't
it
take
too.
Ourselves too.
No,
seriously.
Not one of us is like, come on, guys, it's 8 o'clock. It's, you know, you're supposed to be here at 7:55. It's very relaxed. It's relaxed. It's lighthearted. We all love similar types of music. So there's a lot of components that make it compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I love the idea of embracing the imperfections and supporting each other through it and seeing the beauty and continuing forward.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's a practice.
For us all, absolutely. How do you ladies divide up writing originals and doing covers?
Oh, gosh.
What's your approach?
We are working, we all have a bunch of originals that we've never taught each other. And then, so kind of just to fill sets, we're like, ooh, let's learn this cover song before we really dive into the originals. But we're working on the catalog. And
working together on new songs.
Yes.
Yeah, writing songs together.
We had a ceremony.
It was awesome. Tell me more.
Yeah. Go for it, Sammy. Yeah.
Oh, just, you know, trying to gather the muses and really create a space where we can listen and create together, you know, instead of just writing it on your own to really, like, sink in and collaborate. Yeah, it's been beautiful.
I mean, a lot of, for me, songwriting is more like getting out of my own way and just kind of opening up to this kind of, the muse, you know, this creative genius that exists that we all have access to. And so I think the ceremony was about, you know, just creating like, it kind of like an offering of like, okay, we're showing up, here we are, like, let's let some songs come through, because we're often so busy and distracted and overthinking things. So songwriting for me personally, and I bet you guys can probably agree, is a lot about just opening to the flow and then seeing what comes out. So
absolutely,
that's my process.
Talk about accessing the divine feminine too.
Coming
together
totally.
Like that.
Well,
it looks like you ladies are ready. What should we do next?
Yeah, we can do.
This next one's a Chloe original.
Yeah.
You actually sang this with Intuit, right?
I did, So this one's called Cloud Watcher, and I was in a band called Intuit for 7 years, and we were really into it. We played over on the Front Range. We played a lot, like quasi-professional touring band, and this was on our first album, and it was definitely an engagement with the muse when I wrote this song. I was sitting in my yard by the river watching clouds and popped out. So I'm really thrilled to be singing it with you ladies, too, because it's so different when you're playing with the big band. We were a five-piece, and just playing it with women feels better, so... Not better. I love you into it, but, you know, just different.
It's
and
different.
Wholesome. We're wholesome.
Yeah.
And we're still working it out.
Yeah.
Always. Always a work in progress.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Im away, im away, im away, im away, eh, im away, im away, im away, im away, eh, oh. Oh, yes, I am a cloud watcher, steady up skies. I'm a cloud watcher, I've been in my night. My head in the clouds, I'm sitting just right. I am a cloud watcher. Enchanted within the earth. Oh, yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I am joined in the bamboo room by Mama Lingua, creating some beautiful sounds for all of us. I'm curious if you have an intention when you play music for how you want the listener to connect or feel when you play.
Good question.
Yeah. I mean, I think I already said it once, but it really is like this North Star guiding thing for my whole reason for being in music. And so the intention that I hold is so we can get out of our heads and just into our heart space, you know. And that's it. It's that simple. So I hope that it lands for people when they hear that. They kind of forget the day. They forget the stress, the worries. And you just feel the music, the sound. And yeah, for me, it's that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
For me, it's a little more complicated. No, it's simple, but I how do I say? So I went to High Sierra Music Festival when I was 18. I'm from Quincy, where that festival is held every year. And this woman was up, like, rocking a keyboard, just, like, singing these juicy, very, like, you know, heartfelt feminine songs. The lyrics were rich. And I just laid back in the grass, and what I realized what was happening is, like, I was processing my stuff through her processing her stuff through the music, and it was like it took the load off me, and then it was expressed through the music, and I just, like, laid in the grass and just cried. And it was like, it felt like to hear someone else sing these words, share these stories, was like unifying. I could relate to her, and it also, like, lightened my own load with the things she was talking about that I related to. And so, you know, in my solo writing, my lyrics are sometimes a little heavier, a little sad, because what I'm hoping that audience member can do is see their stuff in my stuff and then see it expressed through song, right, which transmutes it and provides healing. So it is about just laying back and just enjoying the music, but also it's an emotional process, you know, that I'm hoping I'm inspiring. I love when I see people cry when we sing. I'm like, yeah. Like, yeah, we drop them into their heart, like Chloe's saying, you know? It's like where they can actually move energy and not spin it in their head. It actually gets moved. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you ladies take us out on one more, but I want to talk about where and when you're playing throughout the North Fork Valley this coming summer. So tell me a little bit about that.
We'll be playing at Chrysalis on June 4th, which is a Saturday.
5 to 8 p.m. at Chrysalis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're playing at Cherry Days.
And Pickin' in the Park.
The last Pickin' in the Park. We're opening. Yeah, really excited about that.
We're at the Arbol Farmers Market quite a bit as well throughout the summer. I can't remember the dates, but they have live music every Tuesday. So it's really special and sweet. Oh, rockin'. What should we play,
ladies? I thought we could do the song that came through in the ceremony that you wrote, The Land. Can we do that or no?
It's not polished enough yet.
Okay. We could do Birds Flying Away or...
Or should we do an acapella? Hot Spice Wine?
Yeah, that'd be cute. Let's
do
an acapella.
Can we do, like, a sexy song?
Yeah, sure.
It's not...
Will you tell us about this song?
Yeah, go Sammy.
Other than it's really sexy.
It's about a honeypot.
It's called Hot Spiced Wine. You ready? Sweet honey in the pot, you know I like it hot. Put it on my body, baby, lick it to a drop. Drip, 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 dripping down my chin. I'm melting like butter and I know you wanna sin. Cause I got your sugar, baby, you got what's mine. I feel it heating up as you're spicing up my wine. Cause I got your sugar, baby, you got what's mine. I feel it heating up as you're spicing up my wine. When I got the fever and I shake it to my hips, you can taste the spicy flavor as you lick it off your lips. Turn me to the left and then you turn me to the right. Yes, you know, I know you know just how to do me right. Cause I got your sugar, baby, you got what's mine. I feel it heating up as you're
spicing up my wine. Cause I got your sugar, baby. You got what's mine. I feel it heating up as you're spicing up my wine. Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Oh, be my little sugar and love me all the time. Sweet honey in the pot, you know I like it hot. Put it on my body, baby, lick it to the dry. Drip, 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 drip. Dripping down my chin, I'm melting like butter, and you know you wanna sin. Cause I got your sugar, baby, you got what's mine. I feel it heating up as you're spicing up my wine. Cause I got your sugar, baby, you got what's mine. I feel it heating up as you're spicing up my wine.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. Mama Lingua will play a live show on Saturday, June 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Chrysalis Barrel Aged Beer in Paonia. For more Talkin' Music programming, visit kvnf.org. Thanks as always for listening.